This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Life across the planet is lived in fits and starts this month. Eat, sleep, work, stop to watch the World Cup. Eat, sleep, work, stop to watch the World Cup, so forth and so on. We Americans, of course, are the exception to the rule, and nothing that happened today is likely to diminish our sporting exceptionalism. The U.S. team made its 2006 World Cup debut against the highly ranked national team of the Czech Republic, and it wasn't pretty. Unless you're Czech. Mark Starr writes about soccer for Newsweek. Mark Starr, Czech Republic 3, U.S. 0. I guess it wasn't even that close by some measures.
Well, you know, the saddest lament for baseball fans is wait until next year. And maybe they can understand the pain when soccer fans are now saying wait until 2010. That's what it feels like. It was not only a defeat, because it's hard, but you can come back from a defeat. But this was a savaging of the U.S. team. They were badly outplayed, outclassed, out everything. And it was the worst defeat any team's suffered in this World Cup so far. So there are no silver linings here.
Now, we should just note the U.S. also did lose the World Baseball Classic this year as well. But
the Olympic basketball gold medal. We can't win our games. We can't win their games.
Talking about soccer, what is this team lacking? Is it experience? Is it talent? Is it experience and talent?
You know, I think today they ran into an extremely good Czech team, a team that's ranked number 2 in the world, that was clicking on all cylinders. The U.S. doesn't have the ability to come out and be consistent every time. I don't think they lack talent. I don't think they lack aptitude, but they're inconsistent. Even in their great run 4 years ago in the 2002 World Cup, they had a stinker in the third game of group play against Poland. They got beat, I think it was 3-1, and they had to get a late goal from South Korea to put them through so they could have their little miracle run. So they are capable of these flat games, and I think that is inexperience at the highest levels.
Now, looking ahead more short-term than to 2010, what's ahead for the U.S. in this World Cup?
Well, ahead for the U.S. is a slightly different problem than they would have thought was ahead. Their sort of game plan was to get their result today, hope to compete against Italy, and then beat Ghana. They now in the position where in their second game, which is Saturday against Italy, they're going to have to beat Italy. And it's not impossible, but it's exceedingly difficult. And they had so much trouble penetrating the Czech defense today. The Italian is a far superior defense. If the Czechs were supposed to have a weakness, it was on the back line. And the American attack showed none of that.
Now, several teams have still not played their first match, but from what you've seen so far, what, if anything, or what team, if any, team surprises you?
Well, the Czechs turned out to be everything they were promised. The best result so far was Trinidad and Tobago, playing against a very highly touted Swedish team and holding them to a 0-0 tie despite playing a man down for the entire second half. That was fun. The Dutch looked very good, although they could only score one goal. The Germans played the most fun game of all. Jurgen Klinsmann, who's really gone to school on American soccer techniques and American training techniques, so while he lived in California, he still lives there. He's the new German coach. He has just energized this team and put them on total attack, and they scored 4 goals in their game. And the next 5 European teams that played didn't score 4 goals between them. So that was kind of fun to watch, the Germans' attack.
Well, Mark Starr, national sports correspondent and senior editor of Newsweek, thanks a lot for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure, Robert.
And you can find the latest results and a schedule of World Cup games at npr.org.